Good morning. You're listening to The Mix on Lanzarotemix.net, Lanzarotemix.com, locally to Playa Banca on the radio, 107.6. Whatever it is.
Good start.
Yeah. The sun is shining, there's very little wind. We're sitting in the studio at Residencial Laura. I'm Robin North and will be for the next hour. And yes, it's only an hour's programme. And I'm joined today by
Mick Easton,
Stu Ogbin.
And no Nori today, but we'll press on regardless. As I say, it's only an hour's programme, so we'll try and find something that might be interesting instead of the usual crap. And we'll see how we go. Programme 451 in the current series. Seems a big number. Well, it keeps me thinking anyway. And Michael says we've got loads and loads and loads of news. So I think I might let him
start.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't remember saying that.
You did.
Did I?
Yes.
Okay. Kick off on a rather serious note, I suppose, really. Teresa Carol Arcari, a rogue estate agent from here, was on the run for an arrest warrant for non-appearance at court here in Lanzarote for stealing quite a substantial amount of money. Don't need to go into that at the moment in particular, but just this week, information came in and it's actually been published officially now. She owes the tax authorities here an astonishing 1.7 million euros. It's an awful lot for an individual. You'd expect this maybe from a company, what have you, but you have to bear in mind that she had her estate agent business here, First Ventura and Tenerife. She also ran another company called, appropriately, Flash Driving License Services. But it's a huge amount of tax avoidance, isn't it?
She must have been declaring quite a lot of income then.
Sorry?
Did you not hear that at all?
No.
Says she must have been
declaring lots of income.
Not declaring.
No, declare. If they're claiming that she owes 1.7 million, she must have been declaring huge income.
Yeah.
And so this is on top of all the other money that she misappropriated.
If we add on,
allegedly.
Yes, I mean the warrant is only for one particular offence of about I think it's 70 or 80 thousand euros, but we have registered cases against her. They're registered at the court, but have not come into being yet, but that add up to about just over 3 million. So we're looking at over 5 million. So hopefully
is this did they make the arrest warrant? Is it international?
No.
I thought that was the drive for.
I had one. We had a red notice on her that obviously is worldwide. That was from Interpol, but it seems that it's expired. I didn't know that happened, but it certainly appears to have expired. So the current warrant is only for Spain, but now we've got the government. It is government money. The tax. Now we've got them on the case. I think things will happen a bit quicker now.
All right, but you've not no other information about her. I mean, is she in Spain or is she in another part of the world? Or don't you know?
Yes, I do. I'm not going to say where, but yes, another part.
Oh, right, okay.
But I think it's probably inappropriate for me to say where at the moment. And
well, they can't. If she's not in Spain, they can't execute the warrant.
No, absolutely not.
So it's a bit of a problem there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
So she won't get a chance with the second chance thing, you think?
No, second chance?
Second chance.
Yeah. Strange you should say that. Have you got it there?
Yeah, I've got it.
90,000?
Yeah, they've got, yeah, 90,000.
Do you want to explain it?
A couple from Lanzarote have been freed from debt of 90,000 quid after a court in Arrecife granted them full cancellation under the Spain's second chance law.
Yeah, this is a very strange one because...
He started back in 2009 though, didn't it? He took out...
Well, he remortgaged his house.
Yeah. He's done everything that anybody would do legally.
Yes.
But he still fell into debt.
But his wife is no longer here. She's gone back to Bolivia.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand how this works. I mean, that's a huge debt.
It is.
But this is not the first person. There's been loads of people who've gone to court and got their debt written off.
I think if it's yeah, I mean, I don't fully understand how it works. I mean, I don't understand how going into liquidation or receivership or whatever happens in the UK, but people do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I always believed that they were never supposed to start up again, but they do under a different name or the wife's name or whatever, or under some other, and they bounce back. It's happened to us, I say it's happened. I know a guy who had a garage business, and it's a big garage business in Yorkshire, and he's been bankrupt, I think, twice, and he's bounced back because he's used either his wife or his son. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I just thought, crikey, how do you do that? Just write it off or, you know, go into receivership. So everybody who he owes money to only gets back about a penny in the pound.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that they seem to hive off money into things that can't be touched by the creditors, it's amazing because they stop working one day, and then start working the next day again under a different name.
I mean,
it's quite common. I think it's the same here.
I mean, the thing being is that they tell me, and I don't know how true it is, and this is allegedly that Donald Trump has been bankrupt that many times that they couldn't touch him because he owes that much money.
Well, yes. I mean, he's
I mean, now he's... the thing being is that's another story. But going back on what I was saying to you is, I think in her terms, when it becomes the tax office, it's a different... This was credit firms, wasn't it? And he took out loans, did this couple, to cover the costs of running the business, and it just mounted up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how the second chance law works, and I just hope I never have to use it.
Right. On a lighter note.
Yeah.
I have something for you two.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's something to do with exercise.
Yes. It is. It's becoming a regular thing now. It's a 5K run, walk, whatever you like, jog. It's a fun run. Rather like the park runs in England. You've heard of those?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning near the town beach. Okay. And it's 5K. It's along the coast to the lighthouse and back. There you are. If you fancy that, get down there.
And what do you think I fancy, Mark?
Probably not that.
Do you think I'll be there?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Let's have some music.
Ooh, Llegaste de repente, así eres tú. No te importó la gente y fuimos dos. Solo escuché tu voz, así siempre eres tú. Y así soy yo. Y aunque fue pronto para hablar de amor, lo siento, pero no pude esconder lo que es tan fácil ver. Así siempre fui yo. Me diste un beso, ya.
De miel, sedúceme. Quítale las riendas al corcel del deseo y seré fiel a las ganas de entregarme a tu ser. Y te haré mi mujer. Muchas veces te haré mi mujer.
Ay, desde que te vi, me invadió una gran sensación. Fue como una extraña emoción. Como mariposas que buscaban flores de color en mi corazón. Fue como una lluvia de amor. Cada gota era una ilusión. Y en tus aguas perdí la razón.
Me diste un beso, ya, yeah, ya, yeah.
It's Te Quiero Más by Tini and Nacho. Te Quiero Más is I Love You More. I'm not talking about the listener, I'm just talking about generally the translation. But there you go. Michael.
Canal.
Yeah? The water company.
Yeah. A couple of things here. First, the CEO of Canal has actually now admitted publicly that the company is a disastrous operation. They're still losing 50% a day of their production due to leaks, etc., etc. But the concerning thing is that they've gone to the court, and the Supreme Court have recognised their right to update the tariff. In other words, your water bill is going to go up, isn't it?
I thought it had already just gone up.
Has it?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, fortunately, I'm not with Canal, but this, I mean, they're obviously, it's going to go up, as simple as that. But they've had some much more serious problems, haven't they, this week, or the last couple of weeks. Well, what was it, 10 days ago, the main beach in Arrecife was shut because of sewage contamination, yeah?
Hmm. Yeah, but isn't that periodic?
Yes, but it reopened.
And then closed again.
Yes, it has. It's closed again with some serious contamination. In fact, they are now, if I think I've got it here somewhere, they're now digging up part of the beach and et cetera, to try and find where this contamination is coming from. Similar things been happening on the town beach here. Occasionally there's a sewage leak.
There's a Varenco that comes down though, isn't there?
Yes, yeah. And I blame that because I've got another ear infection, and it is a waterborne infection.
But where's the, if it comes down the Barranco, where's it coming from? Is it one of the hotels
No, if you follow the Barranco all the way up under the main street, it goes behind where the book swap is. For anybody who's listening, probably doesn't know where that is.
Oh, it goes across the road where the boat used to be on the roundabout. It's just near there it goes across. And where the taxis pull up.
The other end.
Yeah, but it goes all the way up there.
Yeah.
And around the back of the around the back of them buildings, and towards Cape Beach Sun.
Yes.
I thought it went the car park.
No. Whether there is an inlet from the car park, but if you follow that up and walk up there behind the German surgery.
Yeah.
It's at the bottom, and then it curves round and goes round the back of them houses up towards the KB Sun. And it's a definite, a definitive concrete chute.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know what you mean.
It's not just a ditch.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that
I mean, it's not
the input is from the houses or from Cambridge Sun or what?
It's not coming down It's not coming down that Barranco, because it'd be running water all the time down there. You walk over it on the walk at the front, and it's just. I don't know. And you're saying they're digging the beach up, but that's at what is it? Into Arrecife.
Arrecife by the Grand Hotel.
Yeah, I saw a woman that put something on Facebook yesterday about that, and then a guy came back and said, have you not swum in Flamingo Beach, because that's the same. And I put, you've got to be careful here, because it may not be sewage. That Flamingo Beach hasn't got a big enough opening from the storm stones that it's entrapped in, and it cannot circulate fast enough. And yes, you do get algae and stuff like that. But on high tides, it's always right fresh. It's refreshed. But that's only because more water comes into it.
Okay.
Yeah. If you.
Yeah, the opening,
it's very narrow.
It needs to be spread out a bit.
It does, like it does at Dorada Beach, where it's got an island in the middle, and then two.
Big openings, openings.
And the thing being is, the guy said, yeah, but it smells as well. And I says, well, you've got to be careful, because there is a sewage plant for the hotel at the top of the hill where the viewing point is.
Flamingo?
And it can smell from there,
because
the wind's blowing from north to south. And it does smell sometimes, because we've been in the Baja restaurant at the bottom, the first one. And it can be, I won't say off-putting. As you come over and walk past that hotel, you can smell it.
Yeah, it is
very
bad.
Much like the Barcelo.
Yeah, well, my view of this is that, and it is a personal view, my view is that the exhaust pipes, for want of a better word, they're not high enough. And so basically the smell comes out of the top of the pipe and then drops down again.
Yeah.
And if it was higher, there would be a chance for wind, because we to have a fair amount of wind.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
There would be a chance for the wind to take it away, but if they're not, and I mean that's really Barcelo, but what you're talking about on Flamingo too.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Nothing we can do about
it. No, there's not. I mean, it's like the roads in the UK were never built for the amount of traffic that there is. Playa Blanca was never expected to be like this.
No.
And have so many tourists that's got to deposit. Let's face it, they've got to deposit, but they've just not put the infrastructure in for the amount of hotels. I don't know what's going to happen when they open this hotel up here, this new one that they're building back up by Robbins here.
What do you mean, the new one or the new two?
Well, is the two going to be there?
Well, there's one hotel in the field opposite my house.
Oh, and then there's going
and
to
a
be
bit over.
And there's going to be another one up
which they're
back.
Building at the moment.
Yes.
And then there's one up on the back.
There is.
Where all the can you remember when all the sailors were here? They were parking.
Oh yeah, the boats and the boat trailers.
Trailers. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing being is that I mean I live in a village where there is no, absolutely no sewage outlet. Every house has got its own Posinegra.
Has it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Excuse me.
But you have to empty that every so often.
No.
Also, it's not an old one that goes down in steps.
Well, yes, but not only that is that they come round. You have to pay, obviously, and they bore a massive hole with a bore drill.
An auger.
An auger. Yeah, exactly. And that then goes below the rock, and it disperses. So if you Posinegra, which you can't see because it's all underground, if it overflows there, it soaks into that and then goes down into under the earth. We put yeast into our toilets.
Yes.
And I would like what do they call them? Them things that you have in your sink that chews food up.
Macerator.
A macerator, that's it. A macerator. Now, I'm the macerator at our house. Any food that's over or left on the plate gets macerated by me and watered down and sent down because it feeds the Posinegra, the bacteria that's eat away.
When I lived up in, we lived up in the mountains, we had to put yeast down the posi.
Don't put bleach down, and I'm never so sure about putting these things that you hang on your toilet wall, these smelly things and all that, whether that's got bleach or chemicals in it, it must have. But that's how we do it.
So here, where does the yeast come from? Is that from all the beer that you can see?
Well, just buy it, don't you?
Buy it.
But I mean, when I visited Turkey many years ago, the hotels are exactly as you just said. The wagon came round at night and they emptied all their Posinegras because there were that much going into them. And boy, did it stink. That wagon, I wouldn't have envied that job, I wouldn't really.
But going back to the hotels,
yes,
a friend of the programme used to tell us that when the hotels, new hotels were being built, they were actually building their own sewage disposal facilities.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, whether that's true or not is immaterial to me, but at the end of the day, if they are doing that, then there shouldn't be a problem with sewage.
But
obviously there is.
Yeah.
And one of the things when I drive about, the main thing that annoys me is that I get to the end of, the new road between, effectively between the Barcelo.
Yes.
And the road up to Masyot.
Yeah.
Or Femes. There's at the end of that road, there's a pumping station, and it bloody stinks.
Right next to Aldi.
Right next to Aldi.
Does,
absolutely stinks.
Yeah.
The thing is that it isn't.
Is that not a reed bed? Like it's got one of them circle things. Has it not got like it has by the? Because there is a sewage plant.
No, it's not the sewage plant, and there's a sewage plant further on as well. It's not the big sewage plant where the Punta Limpio is. No, I'm talking about at the end of that road on the left-hand side. And as Michael said, it's directly opposite Aldi. And it overflowed at one stage. And it's dreadful, dreadful.
Yeah.
And it's worse than the actual sewage works at the Punta Limpio.
Who is actually in charge of... It's not to do with canal, has it? Because we know canals.
No, as far as I know,
we know canals, the water board. But is canal in charge of the sewage as well?
No, I believe it's the Ayuntamiento.
Oh, is it? Right. I don't know. I've never really gone into it. I know that in England that the sewage works that was between Leeds and Bradford, Eshel, they call it Eshel, and anybody listening, that's where the first Emmerdale farm was, the village of Emmerdale, was at Eshel. And that sewage bed was, at one point, one of the biggest in Europe.
All the shit that comes out of Yorkshire.
And what they did was it was macerated, and believe it or not, put back on the land.
Yeah.
There used to be wagons that went to the farms, and all that was pumped out onto the fields. So it was treated in such a way to make it into a manure. Anyway, there you go.
I think most of the
sewage problem, I don't know, Michael. As far as Arrecife, I mean, you would think that where does the sewage go from the Grand Hotel? You know, quite close, isn't it?
Into the sea, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It's the pipes that take it out to sea. Because at Blackpool they used to have them. They had them at Blackpool. They used to go down the beach, did the pipes on the, breakers? Right out to sea and then under, and then that was it.
Yeah, raw sewage. Yeah. Quite a lot of
years ago,
seaside towns were like that.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Mm. Mm.
So, yeah. Anything else?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Oh. A couple of rescues that.
That
shouldn't have
failed. Rescue.
Shouldn't have happened over at Famara this week. One.
Oh, car crash.
Eh?
Rescues.
Okay.
First.
Right.
A French woman tourist.
Oh, that car at the top. Carry on.
She was. There's a path from Guinarte. It's a very strenuous path down, or even worse up, obviously down towards the salt pans. There are salt pans down there. But she was on that path trying to get back up at 20:00 at night in the dark, no lights. She didn't have any lights or anything. And she became completely disorientated, had to be rescued. Another elderly man got down the path and then didn't have the strength to get back up. It is hard, very hard to get back up. So he had to be, they had to bring a jet ski over from Graciosa to pick him up.
Yes, what? A jet ski, yeah.
Because you two haven't been there yet. So
oh,
you
Graciosa. Like, Graciosa. No, we haven't been, We'll get there one day.
Maybe.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not.
I think you should.
Which is, I'm still trying to work out, sorry, and I'm deviating off of your rescues, because there's been a couple of cliff rescue as well, where a person was in a car at the top of a cliff. Was it at Famara? Car's gone over. The guy's body was found next to the car.
That's 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. And then a person's been rescued from a car because they thought they were going to commit suicide.
Mm.
So,
and then were you going to talk about the deaths at Famara as well?
Yeah. I mean,
unfortunately,
two
friends, weren't they?
Huh?
The two that died were friends.
Not sure. I can tell you in a second.
Well, the surfing, or what is it? Just riptide that's pulled them out, because you shouldn't have been swimming.
I can't tell you at the moment. I can't tell you their nationalities.
All right.
I think. There were West Romanian. One Romanian, one Indian. The problem there is Famara is the riptide.
Yeah.
But
you can tell where the riptides are.
You can if you know what you're looking at. It's very obvious.
And I tell you something. I'm going to be quite honest with you. Before we came to live here, we went swimming at Famara with the kids, with the grandkids. And I went in, and as I walked in, it was up to my knees for so long. And then all of a sudden, I went down.
Yes.
And that's where the riptide was. But fortunately for me, I got so far and I thought, oh, it's going back up again. And I went back up again. and it was up to my knees. So I was between where the riptide, probably the, at that point, the actual tide itself was in a good position for me. Had it been any other time, it could have taken me away. You know, I mean, we've never been swimming there since.
They run, those dangerous currents run from the beach out.
Yes.
And you can see them if you watch
the water.
It's calm in the middle.
It is.
Going straight out.
Yeah.
And that's where they are.
Yeah.
But really, swimming is not suitable there.
Not for Mara.
I mean, for the very reason that the waves are big because of the surfers there.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the second body was washed up, I think, yesterday.
I mean, the windsurfers.
Yeah, they'd lost it, hadn't they? It had disappeared 3 days in the water or something like
that.
Yeah.
I mean, the advice, if you're caught in one of these currents, you can't swim out of it sideways. There's no possibility of that. The current will stop a little bit further out to sea, and the advice from the lifeguards there is don't panic, easy said. Just go with it until it stops.
Yeah.
And then
swim away.
Yeah.
And then come in at another angle. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're strong enough to do that, Michael.
Yeah, and if your nerve doesn't go because you're being swept out to sea.
Yeah.
And that's probably why people try and swim out of it, but you can't.
Yeah.
It's too strong.
But there's also been a body last week we found in the harbour, weren't there, at Marina, as well.
Don't know about that one.
Mm. Yeah, Marina.
Which Marina? Marina Rubicon? Or
No.
In Arrecife.
In Arrecife, yeah. Yeah. That's another one that
was... Yeah, we've had quite lots of deaths, haven't we? Recently. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm on that. I'm still on that, actually. But all the... okay. I'm just looking at that then. Sorry, I did see something else then. But I'm looking at, what is it? British holiday maker dies and critically injured after hotel balcony. That happened a couple of weeks ago, didn't it?
Mm.
And I've just seen something else about that. Surfer drowns at Lanzarote. That one.
I think the problem is, we're a holiday island, but people probably don't appreciate it's the big Atlantic Ocean out there.
It is.
And we're a long way out in it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to drink my tea.
Yeah, we're all. Shall I play some music?
Yeah, yeah, play some music.
Let's see. Well, we'll have some old stuff, I think.
Well, like us.
Yeah. a bit. Here we go.
Red sails in the sunset. Oh, carry my
That was Oyster Cult and Don't Fear the Reaper, which is a nice song. And you're listening to The Mix on LanzarotteMix.net, LanzarotteMix.com, locally to Playa Blanca on the radio, 107.6 FM. And the sun's still shining. Michael?
Yeah, just to finish off on that from our business, there was a nurse on the beach when the first person was rescued from he wasn't rescued because he drowned. But anyway, she criticised that there is a lack of equipment there with the lifeguards, a total lack of equipment. And spookily enough, already there's more huts going up, more lifeguard huts, and more lifeguards appearing at Famara.
Oh, and they'd be paid for by the Ayuntamiento of Tagese.
Yes.
I'm not talking about Costa Teghisi, I'm talking about Teghisi, the old capital of Lanzarote. If you weren't aware, do we know if Alan and Tina are listening today?
No, I haven't seen any notices.
Well, if they are, morning, and morning to Chris, if she's there, and Wayne. Wayne's not contacted us yet.
No. He may be. Mind you, it's Friday. I don't know what he does on Friday. He may have physiotherapy. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Has he still got problems with his ankle then?
Well, he has problems with his ankle, but he's doing therapy.
Right. I think he's. You could try talking into your microphone a bit better.
I am. I'm talking here. It's here, in front of me. Do you want me to turn it up? Turn it up.
Think so.
There we go. Here we.
That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Are you any better? There. Sorry about that to our listeners. Anyway. Michael.
Blood donation. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I saw this yesterday.
There's an urgent appeal for...
The waiting room is absolutely empty.
Yes. For O plus and O minus, which apparently is really rare. But there's an urgent appeal out from it. But what I don't know, I looked up the criteria for donating, and I don't know whether we, as British, are now permitted to donate blood.
No.
Because the requirements,
Macau,
the only ones that are written, that I can find, between you have to be aged between 18 and 65.
Oh, that lets us out. Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You need to weigh more than 50 kilos. No, that puts us all in.
All right.
And must be in good general health. And if you're a woman, you mustn't be pregnant. No,
well, that's me out for several reasons.
Okay, but it doesn't answer the question. Whether
and it was for babies, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so.
I thought what I read was said it was for babies. And as I say, there was a picture of the waiting room and it was absolutely empty.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't smile or shouldn't, you know, giggle about that, but just seems strange.
I seem to remember just fairly recently that they'd relaxed the regulations on, because you remember because of mad cow disease. None of us were allowed... So I don't know whether, we can't, as we said, but whether you can now as English, I don't know.
I don't think so. But anyway, I stand
corrected. I think you can if you were born after whatever date that was.
Ah, right, okay.
Whether that, you know, if your mother were pregnant with mad cow's disease, that'd affect you, I haven't a clue. I think all our family were affected by it.
But I couldn't donate anyway because I had...
Oh, hemoglobin?
What do they call it? I had something anyway as a youngster. And it
crabs.
And it just made it impossible for me to donate blood in the UK.
Yeah, likewise.
Yellow.
And I've forgotten what it is.
I can't think.
It was nothing dramatic, but...
No, well, it didn't seem dramatic.
Scarlet fever?
No.
Can't think of it.
God
Almighty.
Anyway,
don't
matter.
I'll go through all my medical terms.
carry on. A few weeks ago, it was announced they were going to the LZ40, which is the road that runs from basically, I suppose, the airport through to what used to be Berkey's roundabout.
Oh, yeah.
There is a plan to make it a dual carriageway, two-way road.
Bloody hell, that's a major upgrade.
Yeah.
But what... right, okay.
Berkey's roundabout.
Yeah, Berkey. Where...
End of Arrecife?
No. Where the... Where the meat restaurant is, which name...
Oh, yeah. Ropers. Ropers?
No.
It's a restaurant.
A restaurant.
I can't
remember. It's the road that goes past Rancho, Texas, where actually there was a big accident this week.
With
two cars.
The near Hospitain and it goes
past.
Before that.
El Toro restaurant. Yeah.
So that is a major.
Right up to Play the English. Play Indy Lassa.
Yeah.
Right up to. Well, it is. Crikey, it is.
Anyway, major head on again.
Where that?
On that road, by the Rancho Texas Junction. There's so many.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about from Puerto Calero to that.
No.
Oh, right. So from El Toro to Rancho Texas-ish.
Yes. Beyond.
The accident was actually at the Rancho Texas turnoff.
Right.
Yeah. Head on there. So.
I thought you meant from Puerto Calero to El Toro, because that would really be a major undertaking.
It is a strange roundabout when you come off at Rancho Texas, because you joined the road that comes under the bridge from Rancho before you hit the roundabout, which is straight away 5 yards further in front.
Yeah, it is.
So you've got like double junction.
But we've talked about this, about many things to do with roads and so on.
Oh, yeah, here. Yeah.
There's no logic to how they're designed or implemented.
No.
But there you go. I mean, we live here. Should we criticise? I don't know. If we end up, you know, always criticising things, people will ask, well, why are you here?
You're quite right. Yeah, why would we? But you're quite right in what you're saying, Robin, because in our village, the end of our road, the road that went in front of my house was the priority road, and that went round and up towards Massiot, coming up through the village. They changed the priority without any notification to make it a straight road in front, and you had to stop at the junction where it was the through road before. But they didn't change the stop sign for about a year. So where the road was now a major road, it had a stop sign in the middle of it. Anyway, that just shows you how to do it. But anyway, go.
Well, are you talking about signs?
Not just signs, but anything. Roadworks. Let's have roadworks.
But signs, especially, they painted speed limits on roads, which were inappropriate, and then painted them out. And actually, they're still inappropriate because they're too slow. I know it's my opinion that they're too slow, but they are. Other roads, which should have that limited of 30, are not.
Yeah.
They're wide open.
Yeah.
So, and it's supposed to be all urban towns roads should be at 30.
Apart from silly driving, a lot of things we always found was that there was too much street furniture. People wasn't concentrating on the road. The ideal position to put speed limits and road junction signs is on the road. And hence the give way triangle that you always get, or the stop sign or the stop line, and also the speed limit. If it's painted on the road and you drive over it, it's where you're looking, not up on your right hand side. And so it's
really,
go on, Michael. It's going to,
he's got something in his bonnet.
Yes,
yeah.
I've bought a stick on V16.
Light.
Flashing light.
Right.
Right. What, for your motorbike?
Well, there's a question. Where the hell are we going to put one on the motorbike? Yes,
what police do. Put a pole up on the back mudguard with it on top.
But this is on top of the fact that the DGs here are saying these lights are only a supplement to your triangle.
So they changed the rule again?
Yes.
Because it stated that...
Throw your triangle away.
Yeah, that's what they said.
There's an advert.
Yeah, but now they've realised that if you're on a blind corner, we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
If you're on a blind corner, your triangle was always set 35, but that was the reason for having the flashing light, so you didn't have to get out of the car.
Anyway, I was looking to get as cheap as I could, like on AliExpress, €11.
No.
But they don't do the job. But Millar, €32, which...
How long does the what SIM card last
until 2038?
Oh well, that's fine because AliExpress had them in with the same thing,
yeah,
a lot cheaper. But you try order one,
yeah,
and it says for DG.
Have to stop.
It says for DGT.
I got mine from the post office.
Yeah, at what price?
I think they were €10.
Oh. That's cheap.
Well, they're 45 in the post office.
Yeah.
45 now?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing that's happening.
The prices are going up.
As we're getting nearer to January, The prices are creeping up. Surprise. So, Mill Arthur.
I think I paid 10 euros. Well, 20 because I bought two. But I think that's all it was.
Are you sure that they're V16 and DGT authorised? Yeah,
if they're from the post office, they've got to be.
Okay.
Yeah. They've got to be.
Just the box.
Oh. Hang on. I think I just had. Oh, Wayne says hola. Hola.
Hola. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, Wayne.
Yeah,
it's got a commodity number on side, Mick, and a bar QR code.
It's not a V. Oh, it's just
smart.
It is a V16.
It's a V16. Yeah. Smart. It said there. Look. What's that?
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going up, but Miller, I've got them for 32, and you've got your days until 2038. I'll never be alive by then, but anyway.
No, but your godson can make use of it.
So it says it expires on this one on the 1st, 2039. So that's what you said, 38.
Yeah, yeah. The problem is that I was reading up some stuff on it, and the suggestion is, yes, motorcycles will need them. Where the hell are you going to put it?
Hmm.
Not on your tank, because it won't stick. Well, I don't know. Is your tank
metal?
Metal.
Yeah.
Oh. Near the microphone.
Sorry. Is your tank metal?
Yes. Yes.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Anyway, it's
yeah. Heady. Well, that's what always happens, Michael. As you get nearer, the prices are going up. But anyway.
Yeah.
Smart Mod 100. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the correct model.
Yeah.
Have you put yours in your car yet, then?
It's in the car, but I need to take it out because it needs to be registered online.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh. Have I got to do that as well?
Yeah.
Oh, sod that. Oh. Right.
Well, just think you're buying a new helmet and go online.
Can't stick it on that. It's carbon fibre.
Oh, right. You can if you've got blue tack.
Tell me.
Tell you what.
Recipients of non-contributory pensions. Are we recipients of non...
Recipients.
Yes. Well, now we are.
Here.
Because we don't contribute into the pension fund.
So we don't get it?
No. When you were working, that
you
were...
You
paid in.
Yes.
When you got to 65, you get paid out. And so you're not paying into at our age. So what you're saying, people who are under 65 now?
No, if I perhaps read this to you, that it
go
says,
on, go on.
People of the Canary Islands.
Oh, different people.
So there's 42,000 of us, or whoever.
But you're talking about Spanish pensions.
I don't know, because you're going to get an extra 400 quid a year if you've got a non-contributory pension.
All right, I don't know. But there was some hoo-ha in the UK saying that anybody that was born before 1961, I think,
yes,
that we were going to get a great big raise in our pension.
Yes.
A raise.
Which then puts us over the...
It puts us over the
allowance rate.
Oh, so we'll pay tax, more tax.
More tax. So now they're fighting...
But it hasn't appeared.
No, but now they're fighting to up the allowance route. So that would just contravene giving you extra money.
But the tax on the pension you're talking about there that's going to get the big rise, that is paid in the UK, not here, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's paid
to
you.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's paid in the UK, whether it comes here or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing being is that I'm wondering if you're talking about people who've probably paid in, let's just say, Fred Bloggs. He works in the UK for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and then he moves out here, and then he pays into the, what is it, system?
The Spanish system.
You only have to work full-time for so many years in the Spanish system before you can be benefited by it. I think, is it 15 or 20 years? Nuria would have told us.
So this is probably what they're talking about.
Yes, okay. Their pension.
Yeah, yeah.
The Canadian pension, but they will have paid into it.
Mm. Yes.
But they'll also receive part pension unless they buy years in England. You can't buy up years. Strangely.
It is quite strange, because I seem to remember, you can tell me I'm wrong.
Quite
some time ago, you used to have to do 40 years in the UK.
Yes.
And then they dropped it to 30.
Yeah. The unusual thing is with the English one. Sorry, Robin, I am. The funny thing with the English pension is that there is a two-stage pension.
Oh, there is now, yeah.
Yeah, which I can never understand.
Well, that's due to our ages.
Yeah.
But that's why I think this thing about pre-61 is why we will get why we're supposed to be getting this big rise.
But
it's never appeared.
But did they not bring the two-stage pension in around 2016, if I remember rightly?
Yeah, probably.
Anybody born before a certain age got a lower pension.
That's right.
Anybody born after a certain age got more. And I believe I'm on more, but I could never understand it.
No, I don't think you are. I think you, because of your age.
Yeah.
But there you go.
You don't think I'm getting paid more?
No, I don't think so.
Do you not?
I might be wrong.
There you go.
I might be wrong.
Because I think Linda gets, well, you might be right, because I think Linda gets more pension than I do.
Quite right, too.
She got what they call rented out. I better not say it that way.
What was she renting out?
A pension got, what did they call it when they, SERPs and all that crap, wasn't it? They can make it going. That's music, I can hear music.
Well, don't forget it was only an hour today.
It was. And I must admit, it's been a quick and enjoyable hour.
Well, yeah, apart from the fact that Michael's doing.
Michael's doing all right, he's doing all right.
He's gone deaf again.
Anyway, he'll be...
You're right, Michael, are you awake?
Yeah.
He'll be enjoying his fish and chips.
Oh, yeah, you're going for fish and chips tonight, are you?
Fish and chips now?
Tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, or halfway through the bloody afternoon, more like it.
But the kitchen, not the... Godfather.
Might come down. Mind you, it's dark at 6, isn't it? Yeah, but you've got to think that it's dark at 6.
The Codfather?
Oh, that's why you're going.
Is it the Codfather?
The Codfather is Indian owned now, but it retains the same name.
And then the
kitchen is
the kitchen.
We know who owns that.
You do? Kelly and Damien?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you prefer that, and so do I. Although I haven't been for a while.
Yeah. I'm just thinking.
Take my place. No.
Might go tonight. But it's dark at 6.
Yeah, don't go at 6.
No, 6:30, isn't it? Yeah, but I don't like eating. Fish and chips were great when you came out of the pub, wasn't it? You used to go to a fish and chip shop.
Or curry.
No, but before curry.
Yeah.
Before there were curry.
You were saying about darkness, yeah. I was on a Teams call yesterday with someone, and at 4:30 in England, it was dark.
Yes.
That's depressing.
It is. Anyway, Christmas decorations are going up in Las Breñas.
You're joking.
No, they're on our lamp. I've got the star outside our lamppost.
Well, they're all up on the lamppost in Playa Blanca.
Yeah, because I pay my rates.
I haven't noticed, to be honest.
Yeah.
There are lampposts that haven't got them. And they're chopping the palms off at the Papageo roundabout. That's like a jungle, isn't it? Hidden in the middle is chopping down the all the palms.
Oh, right.
Yep. Not chopping them down. Oh, that's another thing. It showed you Oscar Noddy. It was, you know where the fire station is at between Yeza and Uga? On your left-hand side, as you're overlooking the new wine fields and all
yes.
that, there are palm stumps. All the way along the road with it. Robert, it's going to do something with them.
Okay, and roundabout now, we would normally say
that is us.